Blog Talk Radio.
And we realize that every day we wake up, it's a gift. There are people who went to bed last night and didn't wake up this morning. You got life in your body, it's a gift. You open your eyes and they can see. I know you don't know how to make your eyes see. You may know how to open them, but you don't know how to make them see. It's a gift.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are so happy to be back with our word on the street family. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. Keith and I are excited to have you back. Welcome back to Word on the Street.
How y'all doing out there, man?
Good evening, everybody. Hello, everyone. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to be back with us. We call our show Word on the Street with yours truly, Extraordinaire, and yours truly, the one and only. He's a little shy today. That's hard to believe.
The one and only.
Mr. Keith Fletcher. How you doing, Keith?
How you doing, Extraordinaire?
Keith, are you there?
Oh, my wife. You meet? What's the thing? Hello? Can you hear me, Extraordinaire?
Let's see what's happening with the audio. Hello, Keith. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Oh, well, what do we have here? In any case, we're happy to have all of you all back with us. Y'all bear with me while I try to get Keith Fletcher back in.
Hello?
Program.
Hello?
Hello, Keith, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me? Click here, call me.
Click on call me. Well, folks, until I figure this thing out, I had a pretty decent day today. However, I went down to the post office to mail off some books and went to pay for it, and I couldn't find my card. And I said, wow, man. You know, I seldom do walk around with cash in my pocket. Hopefully, Keith will dial back in and we could get him back on.
Extraordinaire.
Hello, are you there, Keith?
Extraordinaire.
Okay, I think I got him. Yes, sir, we got you back on. Anyway, as I was telling the audience, I went down to the post office and went to mail some books and went to pay for it, and I didn't have my card. Well, I had my card, but I couldn't find my card. And they had a line of people behind me, folks, a line of people behind me. And you know how that is. Once you can't find what you're looking for, you feel that pressure of everybody staring at you, hurry up and get out of the way. Everything in my wallet fell on the floor. Now I am struggling for a moment. Then I had to catch myself. Finally, I got it together, was able to pay the postmaster, get those books sent off. But I wasted just now a lot of energy trying to reconnect and get my brother back on. Keith, what kind of day did you have?
Man, I had a good day. Just doing some research. Worked out to the gym. Came back home. It was a lazy day. Played with my dog. You know what I'm saying? I had to play with him. But don't worry about those days like that. Hey, I do that all the time, man. When I couldn't see, you know, I tell you upstairs when I was driving, man. I have days like that all the time, running red lights and everything. So it be days like that. You'll be all right, man. You're going to be all right.
Folks, I appreciate those words of encouragement. And I do apologize about the malfunction we had in the beginning of the show. But anyway, we're going to keep it moving right along. we did make an announcement that we are going to start talking about credit, how to get your credit right, and all of that good stuff. And I have a couple of scenarios that I like to ask Keith, because Keith is very good at credit. He got some things going on. And a lot of people in his area call him the credit man. And so since I have someone with that type of ability that can help many of us on Word on the Street community, I'd like to pose to him a couple of scenarios, and maybe he can give us some advice on how we can go about obtaining better credit and getting our life on a more productive level. Are you ready, big guy?
Well, yeah, let me just get this disclaimer. I'm not no finance advisor. You know what I'm saying? This is my own opinion. We're opinion on it, but it's going to be some good opinion. You know what I'm saying? I've been through it all, ran credit and fixed a lot of credit, helped people repair their credit, and work with a credit repair company. So, but this is my opinion on it. So that's my disclaimer, okay? So let's go. I'm ready.
All right, sounds good. Anyway, I have two scenarios. The first scenario is we have a young student, just graduated, got a new job, excited about his new job, but he doesn't have any credit. And he need a car to get to that new job so he could start making money. The second scenario, we have an adult between the ages of 30 and 40. We'll call that one study case B. Now, this adult have credit, albeit very bad credit. But just like the young student, the adult found a good job. Only one problem. Just like that kid need a car, this adult need a car also to get back and forth to the job. Now, with that being said, I know, and I think Keith got a 90-day program that would help them to be able to get that car that they could drive to work in style and start making some money as they get their credit right. Keith, can you help these people?
Well, I would need some more questions, but I'm saying, you saying somebody's starting off. Let's start with the young person got their job. I can start with both of them. I wouldn't even talk to them about no credit, knowing their situation. I wouldn't even tell them to go and play with that credit like that. I would tell them I would have to check some more things in their credit with the older guy, see what he have on his credit, and see his situation more. But I wouldn't start off even talking about credit. You know, the young guy be like, hey, can you go, you know, you got family or friends, or you going to purchase a car cash? How much cash do you have on you or in the bank before I would even advise you to go talk about credit? Because getting a car, I can get you a car. You can go get your car, but why would you want to start off like that? I feel that it's going to put you in a bind, because you don't understand credit, especially the young person don't understand credit, and the older person don't understand credit because you just said his situation. So I wouldn't even advise him to even try to mess with credit at the time. I would tell them some other things, scenarios before, but I would advise them to see, can they go pay cash for the car or get them an older car? Now, you mean style. He's got all kind of styles. But, you know, I wouldn't tell them to go get no car note or even test their credit, because the young one don't have credit. You know, so you're going to take that to somewhere and try to get a car, purchase a car. They're going to tax you on the interest rate. They're going to charge you a high interest rate. You're going to be paying too much for the car as it is. You don't know nothing about a car, you know what I'm saying? Go and deal with a car dealer. They got the things called pay here, pay now, pay later. I mean, pay here for you can pay that at the car dealership. They're going to have high interest rate on it. So I wouldn't advise them. I'll see if they can go to their family or friends or know someone that's selling a car, then even touch a credit, man. It had to be some other things we would talk about. And like we talked about in other shows, it'd be more about your mindset, getting your belief system right. You know what I'm saying? Getting those things before I would talk to them about credit.
Mm-hmm. Now that person who's between 30 and 40, they got credit. it's bad credit, but they need that car so they can start making money and improve their credit. What do you suggest or advise them to do?
Okay. Like I said, they got credit. They got bad credit. So, you know what I'm saying? I have to look at their credit. Honestly, look at go over their credit report with them, pull their credit report.
Right. What's the first thing should they do?
We're going to pull their credit. We're going to pull their credit and see what's on their credit. You know, you can go to you get three free credit reports. I don't forgot the name of the site now. I don't know if you remember Extraordinaire.
It's a government site.
I think it's USA.gov. I don't want to say it wrong.
.gov.
Yeah, .gov. Yeah, you can go and get the site. Yeah, you can get the...
And it's free.
And it's free. You get three of them. They're going to ask you some personal questions like, you know, some his questions. You had rental, where you stayed at, where you have a bank at. They're going to ask you some questions to find out who you are and get your information. Also, you got other sites like Credit Karma. Things like that, they can help you look just to pull your credit to see things. Experience got a credit report. It won't give you they give you a score, but that's not a real score. You know what I'm saying? But they can mm-hmm. give you a score, but I wouldn't consider that the real score. But you can get your credit pulled. But I will pull it and look at your history and what's going on with it. Do you have any any revolving credit? Different kind of credits you have on there. It depends on what the score is and where you're at. And what type of job you get. Now, if you get, like I say, bad credit, I don't know what you mean by bad credit. What is the score? Because you still can get a car with bad credit, you know. But if you want to start it off right, I would do a value. I would speak with him about, you got
450. 450. 450.
I got a story for you. I know my wife's going to probably hate me for doing it. I'm going to use that for a scenario. No, when we first met, she was young, and her credit score was about 450. And she told me she couldn't find no car when I met her. I couldn't find a car. She had a friend, and he got a car for her. He went and got a car for her. Then I'm going to show you how a friend would do you. Then she referred a friend. She got several friends to car with him. You know, and I started looking at things. Like, when we looked at it, the interest rate was like 18-19%. Now, she was saying she was so happy that she got a car. She didn't understand the magnitude of what it had, but you paying 18% for a car, but I needed a car. In her mind, she think that was a good scenario. To me, I don't think it was, but in her mind, I had to get a car. I'm saying, but that didn't help you. I don't think it helped you in the long way. 17% for a car when you could have been paid cash or could have saved your money up and got you a car. But she said it worked out for her. I don't think it worked out.
All right. Talk about this for me, if you don't mind. A lot of people I find that have bad credit are probably people who haven't checked their credit. Like you said, you got to check it out and see what's on there. But they may not even know that they can make comments on their credit and improve what's negative and turn it into a positive.
So let's use that young kid that you were saying had no credit. So that young kid can do the ad credit. So she can do – they got a thing called SELF. Now, SELF will give you a credit card. It's an unsecured credit card. You put your own money on it. You might want to start off with, you know, you pay like $40 a month till you build up to a certain amount for a year, and they can help you. That's called a trade line. They put a trade line so to build your credit. I did that with my 17-year-old daughter, but my niece, but she's my daughter, and now I adopted her. When she started off, she came out of high school, I started putting on SELF. And I put on other little credit things for, like, kickoff. This thing called kickoff. And what kickoff do, it give you $12. And this $12 they give you, and every month you pay a dollar to that $12. So every month that $12, you'll go and click on it and pay a dollar. It's like a trade line. So we did that with her. And also we made, like, I have credit cards. My wife had credit cards. We made her an authorized user. Now, when you make an authorized user, you don't have to give her the credit card. She just on your credit card getting your history. So we did them things for her, and she paid when she got to doing the SELF, the $40, they gave her a little credit card with her own money. Actually, but do you want to do a savings or do you want to do a credit card? So she went ahead and got a credit card with it. Then I told her how to use the credit card. Now, what I tell people when you're using a credit card, any credit card, I feel don't go above 30% utilization. 30% utilization. That means when you get to a point, just say your limit is 500, 30% of 500, that's the minimum you're going to go up. You can't go over that that threshold. So that's how I did with my niece. So when we got done with her, she was 18. When she graduated, she turned 19. Her credit score was 745. And she went and purchased her own car on her own. So that person right there, but it took time to build. It took more than 90 days, you know. It's about to take time to pay lines.
I want you to go back and maybe disrobe this point a little more because I think this is very important. When you said you put her on your – when your credit got good, you put her on your credit. And did that help her credit score to go up by putting her on your credit card or did that help her?
Yeah, that gave her – it's called authorized user. And it took all my old history and that made – put that trade line on her account. So that boosts her credit up like that with that. And
that's almost like an automatic boost then.
Oh, yeah, it's like that. You know, it does that.
Yeah.
And also, I don't know, some people don't like to do it, but Experience got to call Experience Boost. So when you sign up with them, if you paying like bills, like you got, you paying your electric bill, water bills, you pay everything through on your bank account.
Debit.
Yeah, they will boost up your credit also with them.
Okay. So let me ask you. So when you had your daughter sign on to your – this is an important point. That's why I'm dwelling on it.
Yeah.
Word on the street, family. So when you had them sign on your card, now that you're talking about a new person. Can an older person, one with that bad credit, could you do the same thing for them?
Oh, yeah. And I'm just saying this, fam. People do it all the time. Like, some people make money off doing it. They'll put people on their card and charge them. Like, you won't get the card, but that'll help them out, build their credit, help them build their credit.
It'll help build their credit a lot faster.
Yeah. A lot faster. Like I said, when I took my daughter to the car dealership, and we were sitting in the house and getting our first car, and they were saying, well, who co-signed? I said, we're not co-signing. What you mean co-signing? I said, everything going through her. And like I said, she already went to the bank, the credit union. She already had a check and everything ready at the credit union. The credit union already had her set up. So when we got there, and the guy, you were like, man, what kind of this is, like fake credit or something? I said, what is fake credit? You know what I'm saying? There ain't nothing fake about this. So, but she had everything. At that age, I already had her approval and everything. And the interest rate she got for her car was like 2.2 at that age. They couldn't believe it. They were shocked when she came there.
So if any of the word on the street, family, y'all, you know you have bad credit, but you may have a family member or a good friend with some outstanding credit, and as you say, they can't. If I heard you right, they can't. You don't really have. You don't have to give them the card.
No, you don't have to give
so
them
they
the card
can't.
At all.
They can't mess you up. The only thing you doing is giving them an opportunity to improve their credit in a quicker way than ordinarily they would be able to improve it. And that is a major.
But also extraordinary, it's teaching them too. Like I said, my daughter, she understands credit. Now she got her own credit cards. She got several credit cards and she understands the credit and understand how important it is to it. So she understands the credit utilization. I asked her right off the bat, okay, you got a $3,000 credit card. Because she wanted, her biggest thing, she wanted an Apple card. I had an Apple card. They give you this metal card. And she wanted it. That was her game to get one. And she got one. And spoke with her about, you know, she got it. And we pay it off every at the end of the month. And, you know, we don't keep nothing held over. I make sure she got to pay it off every month. That's how I do mine. That's how she do it. That's how I teach her. That's why I say mindset. Everybody don't move like that, so I think I teach mine that you don't carry nothing over. You pay it off at the end of the month, so it's not free money, you know.
Right. So I'm wondering, we may not have time to dive in it completely, but there's a lot of talk on the internet through YouTube about how you can write these letters and have a negative remove. You know anything about that?
Yeah, you can write the letters. You got letters you can write, certain ways you write the letters, and for certain issues, certain things. So it's just like you disputing things that you have on your credit. And I think we should get into that. We'll get into that deeper on, let's do that on Friday, because
right.
Now we're talking about the different credit bureaus and how they work. I would like to deal with that. That's a real, we can get into that on Friday, because we can tell you how to FICO score, because they got different FICO scores for cars, different FICO scores for credit cards, even FICO scores for houses. So, yeah, that's a whole nother level of communication on that credit right there. But we're just doing, like, the basic stuff we can talk about today. We don't have that much time to talk about all that. We can do
right.
It on Friday.
So, but here's what we did unwrap, if you were. We talked about the two scenarios. So we identified the problem. We told you where you can go pull your credit profile. And we did give you a quick solution, since they need a car to start making money. They got that new job. If you know someone in your family, know a good friend with excellent credit, that done this a fast track, have them put your name on their credit, boost your credit, so if you don't have any credit, now you got credibility. And if you have bad credit, now you have jumped over the hurdles over a long period of time. You have shortened that time down in a shorter fashion to improve your credit to get a better interest rate when you go and get a car. Because one thing we've learned, and I'm sure everyone knows, these car dealerships will put you in a car. I guarantee you they will not let you leave without putting you in a car. But at what cost? At what interest cost?
Yeah, that's the whole thing too. What interest rate? And some people might think, like I said, when I first got my car, when I was young, I didn't even look at it. I just happened to have a car. You know what I'm saying? I really don't even know how much interest rate was when I bought it. You know what I'm saying? But I was a soldier, mm-hmm. and they were gonna give me a car. You know, so I didn't know, but I didn't keep that car either. I didn't keep that car. So that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to tell you the right way of doing things. Now, you can go out there and get you a car. Yeah, somebody gonna give you a car. But at what cost you going to get it? You know what I'm saying? You paying for something. I know people that I have friends that bought a car, and they paying for 7 years. 7 years on a car? Come on, man.
Wow.
And you paying a high interest rate. That's how bad you want a car. Just to look good. But, you know, it's all about sacrifices. Yeah. That's what I'm just telling you. It's all about what you want to sacrifice for later. Or do you want to shine and show everybody? Or do you want to do it the right way? So, not like I say, I'm not telling you. You know, somebody gonna say, "Wait, I can't get a car." Because you can get a car. You can get anybody can get a car, but can you get the car the right way? You know what I'm saying? That's the right way for me. It worked out for me. You know what I'm saying? So, and it's levels to everything, man. I remember when my brother told me he buy a car cash. I thought that was crazy. I said, "What? Pay cash for a car? Oh no, I couldn't believe it." So what somebody might be saying about what I'm saying now, Keith, that don't make sense. It didn't make sense to me either when he told me, but I do it now, you know what I'm saying? But before, I couldn't see that. I couldn't rationalize paying no $30,000, $40,000, $25,000 for no car, giving all that money up. But, hey, but it's level. It's certain levels.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we thank y'all for tuning in and being with us tonight. Hope y'all enjoyed the first segment of our show. We enjoy being able to just be here and talk with you a little bit about credit. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I know why you really came. Keith know why you are really here. We know why you're here. You're here because of Reverend Dr. Alvin Sidney Moton Jr. So I'm going to break it down here, and I'm going to read to you all. I'm going to read a short bio of Dr. Alvin. Reverend Dr. Alvin Moton is a teacher, professor, preacher, husband, and father. He is highly recognized as an expert in cross-cultural communication strategies that engage employees and enhance productivity. During the last 20 years, Reverend Dr. Alvin Sidney Moten Jr. has dedicated his life to learning at a doctoral level and empowering young students to be the best version of themselves. Join with us as we discuss with Reverend Dr. Moten to understand the three characteristics of an individual who seeks to achieve their higher educational and academic dreams. Dr. Alvin Moten's path to achieving academic dreams are dreams. The three most characteristic of an individual who seeks to achieve their higher educational academic dreams and goals are characteristic and initial desire, not a want. The discipline and passion and fortitude and grit to get it done. Ladies and gentlemen, we're excited to have with us Dr. Alvin, Reverend Dr. Alvin Sidney Moten Jr. All right, let's pull the Reverend Alvin on in here. Come on in here, Reverend Dr. Alvin Sidney Moten Jr. How are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you. Thank you, Extraordinaire and D. Keith Fletcher.
The amazing, the one and only Keith Fletcher. I'm sorry.
The one and only Keith Fletcher.
Thank you, Doctor.
So, yes. Go ahead, Keith. I'm sorry. I apologize.
No, you go ahead. Go ahead, Sean. I'm just telling him thank you.
Oh, well, I thought you had a question for him.
I do have a question for him. Yeah, I listened to your bio. Can I call you Reb or Doctor? What's the best thing to call you? Because, you know, I got a little hood in me, so I can call you Reverend, Dr. Alvin. Which would you like to be called?
For the purpose of this show tonight, you can do doctor.
I can do doctor. All right, doctor. Now, again, congratulations. That's huge. That is very huge. So I've listened to your bio and the question I had about you. He said, what do you mean about the characteristics of initial desire, not a want?
Okay. So that was my first characteristic. And remember that these are actually paths to achieving academic dreams or dreams. But here's the thing. I don't want you to get caught up on the term academics or just really focus in on whatever dream that is for you. So I'm using my experience to give you something to thrust from, something to cause you to maybe tip you over the edge and get you going. And so, but when I talk about that first characteristic, which is an initial desire, not a want, sometimes, most of the time, maybe all the time, yes, all the time, we are more about what we want versus what we desire. Our wants override our desire. And it's just, we have to, first of all, differentiate the two. They're mutually exclusive. So we have to differentiate that too. So I knew what I wanted, but I desired this ideal of being a doctor. But I didn't initially say I want to be a doctor. In 1983, I graduated from high school, and I knew right then and there that I wanted to go to law school and get a JD. And that's what I wanted. I gave myself a 10-year plan. It didn't work. Mm-hmm. And however, during the process of those 10 years, I collected a lot of hours from a lot of universities, and I didn't have a degree. I still didn't meet the opportunity or the chance to meet any part of my goal. So it wasn't anything but just hours. And to me, hours are just hours. Nobody see accomplishments in hours. They look for completion. So the dream came about in 1983. It took me that 10th year, I was involved in, at that time I was studying law. That was during the O.J. Simpson trial. And, man, I was studying law, and that was the best thing that ever happened at this time. And I had a chance to be around this mock trial, and there was these attorneys, these top attorneys from the Nolan, New Orleans, Louisiana. That huge firm was in there, and my thing was learning terminology. And so what happened was is that we took a break, and those attorneys just swarmed around me really quick, and they said to me, "I say, what do you practice law at? What where are you? Because we really want you to be a part of our firm." I say, "I'm just a freshman in the university right now." I say, "Wow," and my point of that story is that when we talk about the initial desires, not the want, the desire becomes the subconscious, the core part of you until it becomes who you are. And you don't have to tell the person who you are because they already recognize who you are. So it's not a conscious thing, but a subconscious aspect of you. So that's what I meant about initial desire, not a want.
Okay.
That's pretty hip. That's pretty heavy. Also, in your bio, you you talked about this second characteristic, which is the discipline and passion. I like that right off the bat, the discipline and passion. Before you get started, when I saw that, someone who I find had to been disciplined and he's very passionate and driven is Keith Fletcher. Everybody out there heard his story in one form or another, and where he came from. I mean, people who know him personally, we know who he was, and he had to become ultra disciplined to get to another level. And his passion is, he got a burning desire of passion right now, but sometime I talk too much. So, Dr. Alvin, I know you're going to drive this boat a lot deeper than where I'm at. So let me sit back and take it all in.
Right. Not so much, though. But, you know, discipline and passion is a key characteristic in when one wants to achieve any dream, because we all have the passion, but we don't have the discipline to go along with the passion. It's like, I want to be a billionaire, but I don't want to do anything about being a billionaire. I just want it to drop down from the sky or shake it from the tree like we used to shake plums from the plum tree. And but it's not working like that there. So when we talk about it, it's about you must want what you want. You understand what I'm saying? You must want what you want. You know, and put it this way, Dr. Wayne Dyer stated this here. What you want wants you, because what you want is you. Mm. And I alluded to that in the first characteristics, because it's not about just what you want. It's not outside of you. It's within you. It is you. You remember when I said that those attorneys came to me assuming that I'm an attorney? They already saw it in me. And so what you want wants you, and what you want is you. I must understand that someone has to be able to differentiate passion and discipline, because this passion will get you going, but it's just like when you blow up a balloon and then you just let it go, the air, and it blows all over the place. The balloon moves all over the place. That's passion. But when you have discipline with the passion, it's sort of like, you know, the balloon that goes up in the air where people are able to I'm not sure the name of that, but that big balloon. But they go up there. They got the Goodyear blimp. Also, is another style. Those is passion and discipline working together. Right. They have navigation. They have some place where it's going. The Titanic was not disciplined, but it had a lot of passion. And so your life has to be in that sense of where the two are coming together as one in a spiral. They must come together in a spiral in order for those outcomes to happen. And so that's why that's another important characteristic that we need to achieve in your higher education or your academic dreams or dreams or goals in life. Mm.
You know what? I don't understand this this thing, but I know passion. But I don't understand that when you're passionate about something, it will not allow you to rest until you complete it. It's, you know, if you're talking biblical, it's like fire shut up in your bones and you have to get it out. If you're talking psychology, it's like, if you're talking science, it's like a woman being pregnant, she has to deliver. And if you're talking psychology, it's your subconscious and conscious mind constantly grappling with each other. But you have an inner drive that you just can't shake loose until you get it out of your system, until you get it done. So,
yes. The biggest question to that is, what's your plan? What's your plan? How are you going to achieve it? And, you know, understand what it takes to achieve that. And this is a characteristic. Characteristic has to do with your character. You know, character is who you are. Conduct is what you do. And most of us have the conduct but don't match with the character. So the character must match with the conduct in order for it to be a personality, which is a personal reality. Whether you think, the way you act, the way you feel.
Well, I had Dr. Alvin, I had men extraordinary talking about that, and I had a negative thing about that word passion. You know, a lot of people always say, "Keith, you're so passionate." And I told him that one day. I said, "Man, I don't want nobody to tell me I'm passionate again, because I'm taking this at a negative way." You know what I'm saying? Because I'm passionate don't mean to me start to feel it don't feel right. So what I feel in my mind, I got to go ahead and do that desire. I got to be deliberate. I got to be intentional. You know what I'm saying? So I got to go ahead.
Keyword intentional. Keyword intentional. You hit it.
Exactly. I learned. Forget the passion. I want to be intentional. You know what I'm saying? I got to be driven. I got to go ahead and do some things and move towards that. You know what I'm saying? And then, like I said, then they mix in together with that passion. But to me, you know what I'm saying? To me, because I am very passionate. I'm loud. I'm in it. And I think some people get scared about it. You know what I'm saying? So they use that. Oh, you know, like the word is bad to me sometimes. I take it like that. Me and extra nerve was talking about it. They're like, no, but it can be to me. But I like intentional more better than somebody telling me I'm passionate. I'm be very intentional now.
Well, this moment is actually that passion and a result of passion itself, the discipline of passion. Mm-hmm. We're exercising those intent. It just didn't happen. It happened because it was intended to happen. Whereas in just passion, it just happens from the glands. Doctors say it's our glands. Psychologists say that when you're thinking from the glands, mm-hmm. when you're thinking from the glands, you're just thinking. You're just out there doing things, you know. That's not the place to think from. But so it's an important characteristic that one must have, whether that be from an academic perspective or that be in any type of dream or dreams that you have, the discipline and passion. That's why Anne is in there.
Well,
right.
I want to go ahead, Lack. Go ahead, Cheryl. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. Right. So, yeah, before we spin, and since you did invoke my name, Keith, mm-hmm. speaking of passion, our conversation, if we were to dive a little deeper, is that when we are passionate, everything requires a level of intention and to some degree some responsibility, mm-hmm. especially communicating and when you when the goal is to get a collective group of people or another individual outside of yourself to look at the same image, and both of y'all see the same image. Both of y'all see the same goal. It's been crystallized. You're so passionate about it until you can communicate it that you both see that sun and both agree that's the sun. Because you're passionate about making sure that other person understands, that's we both can agree on that. That's I'm passionate enough that I want to help you. That yes, you see the same thing I see.
Yeah.
See. So that's just.
Well, I understand what you said, but when that person, and then now we're going into vision. You know what I'm saying? When you're passionate, and that other person is. Let me say like this, and I'm not using you, Extra. I'm just other people. Like I'm gonna use my family, my wife now, because I can be so passionate with my kids and everything, and I think sometimes it's like it's too much. You know what I'm saying? It's too much. It's like, yeah, Daddy, you're passionate, but man, you know, tone it down some. You know, people can do that to you also. You know, and the push past, like saying, what man saying that desire and all that, like just to go get his, to come out of school, and say you want to be a lawyer. Or say you want to be, I never had that. When I came out of school, I didn't know what I wanted to be. You know what I'm saying? I was, like I said, I was in the wind. So to have that desire, like you said, and that passion to even know what you want at that age, I commend both of y'all for that.
Well, one thing I can say is that the good news is that we have one more characteristic that that's going to help us achieve our higher education or academic dreams and dreams.
Let me give in this call-in number before you give that announcement, Dr. Albert. Anybody out there listening, please call in. The call-in number is area code 319-527-6769. Again, the call-in number is area code 319-527-6769. All right, Albert, continue, please.
So I know that you wanted to know about that last one, which is, and when I say last, it's not the last. It's just three of the many, many characteristics that one must use in terms of meeting academic dreams or dreams and goals in life, and that is fortitude and grit to get it done. Fortitude and grit, and Google defines grit as a passion and perseverance for long-term and meaningful goals. It is the ability to persist in something you feel passionate about and preserve when you face obstacles. This kind of passion is not about intense emotions or infatuation. So when we're talking about grit, we're referring to perseverance, long-term perseverance, meaningful goals that has long-term perseverance. We're not just talking about just a goal. We're talking about something just in my case where I'm here is that my process took me, this particular degree took me 4 years. But the culminating years was almost 2 decades that it took me to become doctor and earn this doctorate degree. I mean, it didn't happen overnight. I did an ABD, a PhD ABD first. But I didn't do the dissertation, and then I did the second doctoral degree, which was Doctor of Business Administration. This time I completed it, so I have this doctorate degree, this doctor's degree that, along with another degree that is somewhat incomplete, which we call it an all but dissertation, an ABD. And so, but I said that to say is that if you're not in this here for have the passion to go in for a meaningful long term, because when I was at my commencement here last week, First of all, I was told by Dr. Dahl. Dr. Dahl is one of the professors at the university, at Walden University. And she came to me. She didn't just come to me. She looked for me. She came towards me. Thousands of people and thousands of doctors there. She came looking for me and took a picture of me. And I reminded her that I had 10 chairs. 10 chairs. She said, "What?" She said, "You were persistent. Wow, you were persistent to complete this degree." She said, "Mostly the ones who are that persistent," she said, "they are from out the military." She said, "Have you been in the military?" I said, "No, ma'am." She says, "Well, you know, statistically, you wouldn't have never made it." But I was told at 18 years of age at a university, my English professor, she wanted me to read The Call of the Wild. And I said, "Well, I don't understand dogs, snow dogs in the mountain. I'm from Louisiana. I have no idea what that's about. I have a book that I can read. Can I do this book?" And she said to me, she looked up to me, she said, "You will never be nothing in life. You can't understand a third grade level. You will never be nothing in life." And she fired me up, and I'm still fired up. I'm still fired up about that in a positive way, if you want to use the word positive. So my final statement is that I feel like that in this, that we have to, first of all, determine if that's what we really want to do. And I'm at a crossroad in life, and I have this one thing that I'm looking at. But I will say this here. In one of my quotes in my book on page 19, coming out someday in this world, I don't know when, but on page 19, I have this quote, and I leave this quote with you, is seek the future with focus. I'm going to repeat it. Seek the future with focus.
I like that. I like that a lot. Ladies and gentlemen, I like that a lot. Reverend Dr. Alvin. We enjoy having you on. We enjoy having you on so much. It was nice having a two-part show. Credit, first half, and Keith and I, we knew Alvin had a message that he was going to deliver. And hopefully we will have Alvin back on so he can take us down this road of characteristics. More deeper, just like we're going to be traveling down the road with credit a lot more deeper. We also going to be doing that thing there with Alvin too, because you all know our goal in the beginning was creating a sense of community of belief, believing in oneself. And in order to believe, before we can move forward, there are levels and foundation building each other up so that we can move forward. We're not just gonna set you up and say, "Look, support us," and not feed you, and not give you something back. We want to give you value. We want to give you value so that you will be inspired to want to come back and listen to us on Monday, Wednesdays, and Friday at 7 p.m. And who knows, if you came back and drove enough, you guys might motivate us to pick up doing them on Tuesdays and Thursdays. But we starting here. We starting on Monday, Wednesdays, and Friday. Alvin, outstanding worth of information. Keith, I know you feel the same as I do.
Yeah, he did outstanding, man. Because that's the things he was talking about, man. I hold that dear because I'm trying to do some things. I'm trying to go forward on some things, and everything you said was clear to me, and it helped me. So, like extraordinaire say, what we're trying to bring to this is purpose. Also trying to bring people, letting people know they need to renew their mindset. You know what I'm saying? All this is a mindset and a belief thing. So, yeah, Dr. Alvin, I appreciate you coming on. Me and extraordinaire enjoyed you, and I'm quite sure the people online enjoyed you too. Thank you.
Thank you.
You know
all.
What else,
love
folks?
You all. Blessings.
Alvin, stay with us, though. You know what else, folks? It's time for Keith and I to pay a little bills. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sirree. If ever you in the Dallas area, if ever you in the Dallas area and you need some place to stay, word on the street know a perfect place that you need to check out. We will leave the link in the description. Now, Chanute Palace is offering a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, security all around, front yard, backyard. Hell, you are right at home. 2-car garage in a quiet neighborhood. Friends, make sure you check out Chanute Palace. Click the link in the description. Let me also add at this time, I have a brand new blog out. It's called Looking from the Bottom Up. And you can find that on extraspin.shop. Looking from the Bottom Up. I wrote that from the slant of a lot of experience in my life. And I think once you read it, you are going to identify with some of those things. Some of the things we talked about tonight. On Looking from the Bottom Up, it talk about unwrapping you. You know, we all get excited about a gift. Well, you are that gift. Unwrap you and discover and find out who you are and your purpose. Why are you here? What is your purpose? Looking from the Bottom Up. I hope you check out my new blog on extraspin.shop. Friends, Word Street family, we so happy y'all tune in. We got a few moments. I'm going to see if there's anybody out there. Keith, are you okay if I could check on and see if anybody out there want to
come on, bring them,
give
bring
us
them
a
in.
Word,
shut
ask
up,
a question or what have you?
Bring them
bring
in.
Them in. Don't go anywhere, folks. We about to bring y'all in. Let me see now. Oh, I wanted to get to a caller. Don't tell me they left. We had a caller got online, folks, before we really got started. When you open up that phone line, people start running. Anyway, here's area code 773. Don't run anywhere. How you doing, area code 773? Did you enjoy the show? Okay, area code 773, 779, I guess you're not talking.
Yes, I did enjoy the show very much.
Oh, very, very, very good. Very good. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm so
do
proud
you have any
of you all. Man, especially, I just see, I was just thinking about the growth and his magnificent growth that he's had and determination and just proud of him, just proud.
Excellent.
Proud.
Excellent.
Thank you, Aunt. Thank you, Aunt.
You're welcome.
Thank
you're
you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for making a comment and for being a part of our community. Let's see, area code 478. Area code 478, are you there?
Area code 478, can you say something, please? I'm going to make a call you out. Come on, say something.
I just want to say good call tonight, guys. Everything that y'all said was right on target. And I believe we could implement some of the things that the doctor was saying as far as the mindset into our mindsets when it comes to credit. And that's about it. That's all I was saying. I think you guys had a great show.
Well, great. We appreciate you hanging in and staying with us. It started off a little ragged in the beginning, but we got it together. And that type of commitment, we need that those kind of people in our community. Really appreciate you. Okay. Mr. Fletcher.
Yes, yes, sir.
Mr.
Yes, sir.
Keith Fletcher. On Friday night, we're going to break it down. You're going to break it down to him, Mr. Fletcher. You are going to break it down to him about credit.
Well, I'm going to let him know some things about credit. I just, in my own way, I want to talk about more than just the credit thing aspect. I think we should dive into a little bit before credit. But, yeah, we're going to get into credit, man. We're going to get into a lot of things. But that credit thing, man, it's going to be more than just a two-part thing. I think it's going to take us on a long journey, but it's credit. Because, you know what I'm saying, people can get credit. We can tell them how to get it. Just because they get it don't mean they're going to keep it good. So, like I said, it's a mindset. Like that young man said on the phone earlier, it's a mindset. And that's what we're saying, your understanding of credit, understanding of, because it's an emotional roller coaster. It's very emotional. And a lot of people that get in that credit, and I had bad credit before, and it's very emotional, man, that you get it. But once you get it right, you know what I'm saying, and to lose it again, it's hard. So a lot of people got to forgive yourself on that. So we have to work with the mindset first and get an understanding of how it works, because a lot of people don't know how credit works. We wasn't taught how credit works, you know what I'm saying? And that's a whole nother level. They don't even teach it in school. They should be teaching it in school. So, yeah, we can get on that, and we're gonna be on it for a couple of sessions. So, yeah, let's do that on Friday.
Okay. And let me end by saying this, because I was really touched and moved by this. Friends, we're not in this for the money per se. Cheap is, he's a little modest, but he know a lot about credit. And when I approach him about it, just to let you all know, he said to me, and I told him, I said, man, that's a popular subject. Almost everywhere you go on YouTube, is you can find someone talking about credit. And the end result, yeah, they want you to buy a program, their program. It's like anything in America, people find ways to make money. And nothing wrong with making money. We all for making money. But Keith would rather, like he said, he don't want to start at credit. He would rather build you up so that you are educated, wise enough, and have a strong belief system. He don't want to just scam you and take your money. He's capable of doing that, but that's not who he is. That, yeah, maybe had we had Keith word on the street 15 years ago, that might have been a different subject. But 2020, what you say, Keith?
The key right now, I'll charge you too, because I really truly believe you ain't going to do it because it's free. But I'm going to give it to you free in a way, but you're not going to take it because it's free. When somebody charges,
right,
it's free right now, but later on, Keith is going to charge you. Let me get that right.
Right.
So let's get it now. Let's get an understanding, because like I said, I want you to learn and know what you're getting into. Because some people that's not going to want to do it. They're going to want to pay. And nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? But at least you know you're doing, what you're paying for. Because I done had people say, somebody cleaned my credit. They didn't fix my credit. They cleaned it. See, this understanding. They cleaned it. They cleaned it. That's not fixing your credit. They had other steps you have to do. And there's going to be a charge for that step too. So people don't understand. They mad because they paid for someone to clean their credit. But they got to add some trade lines. They got to build it back up. And that's what people don't understand. I had it clean, but you didn't get it built back up. And you got to do those things to build, get trade lines to build it back up.
So this is what I'm saying. We want to give you the nuts and bolts before we just start diving on into something. We want you to have a foundation. Friends, Word on the Street family, thank y'all so much for tuning in. Remember, Friday at 7 p.m., we're going to do it all over again. Now, I don't know who we might have for our second, for our special guest. We'll keep looking. And speaking of special guests, if anyone interested in coming on, shoot us an email at wordonthestreet@extraspin.shop. Everybody, nothing but love for you. Thank y'all again for tuning in to Word on the Street with Keith Fletcher and
Let me say this to y'all again. It's Keith, amazing. The one and only Keith Fletcher. Let's go. That's my name, y'all. That's my name.
Dr. Allen has left the building, y'all.
Just standing outside.
Great job, Dr. Allen.
He's signing autographs. We're all walking on the moon.